no way to feed it.
Hey, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout, and we are at the Student Showcase right now. And I have two guests right now with me from ASDU. You guys want to tell me your names?
Hi, I'm Navi Dhaliwal.
I'm Matthew Choma.
And they are some cool cats, and they're going to tell us all about DU Integrity Week and what ASDU does. And did you guys know that Navi is actually the president of ASDU as of recently? That's exciting. I don't really know what Matthew Choma does besides take selfies, but we'll learn all about it today. Navi, you want to tell me about what you've got for us?
All right, so today I will be talking about Integrity Week and just the week that we have planned in general. Yesterday we were able to give out free donuts as well as have everyone sign an honesty pledge just to go ahead and go out there and really show that Dominican students can really bring integrity to this campus and remind students that integrity is found in every day of our lives. So that's what all of Integrity Week will be.
So who came up with the idea?
So Levi, the director of Students Rights and Responsibilities.
Levi Shanks?
Yes. Levi Shanks.
I love him. I got a selfie with him today. He drove me here.
Oh, yeah. See, he's doing another great thing called Cart Cab, which he won't be doing it tomorrow, but Thursday is the next day. He came up with this great event just so that, you know, students can learn like a lot of things that compile integrity. So this could be academics, spiritual integrity, professional integrity, or leadership.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah. He's a cool cat. I liked it. So what are some other things you've got going this week? Like, I found 6 clothespins on me today. It's been very upsetting. I took a nap and I woke up with even more on me. I don't really know how it happened.
Well, the clothespin movement is basically something to remind people about how great they are. Like, Taylor, yours, obviously, you want to read what yours says.
I'm actually DJ Scout, by the way. Whatever. not even a little
close
offended
enough
by that. Whatever. Okay. Mine says, integrity is choosing your thoughts and actions based on values rather than personal gain.
Yeah, and so then you have everyone with these clothespins who will basically depict that little phrase, or someone gave it to you because they feel like you model that phrase really well.
Oh, okay. I was worried. Like, maybe they were telling me I need to do this. I had all these pencils that said brush your teeth on them.
Oh.
Because my family is just a bunch of dental technicians, so I had a lot of dental-related pencils. So every time someone asked, hey, can I borrow a pencil? I'd give them this pencil and they'd think I was trying to tell them something like, are you saying that my breath is bad? Excuse me, Taylor, what is this? And I'm like, sorry, it's just that's all the pencils I've got for you. Matthew Choma, how do you feel about Integrity Week?
I think that Integrity Week is something that Dominican can really benefit from. We all know that in the past couple years, there have been a lot of issues on college campuses. And granted, we at Dominican aren't having the same caliber of issues that are going on nationwide, but I think it's good to remember what it means to have integrity and to be humble.
What kind of issues are you talking about?
Different scandals that have gone on, ranging from athletic programs cheating in competitions to the rape charges that have occurred on campuses that haven't been resolved by the administration. And like I said, at Dominican, we don't have issues of that caliber, but it's good, like I said, to remember that we do need to live with integrity and to be honest to ourselves and each other. It creates a hostile environment if we don't.
So how long have you been part of ASDU, Matthew?
I've actually been on ASDU all 4 years.
What about you,
Dominican.
Navi?
Next year will be my second year on ASDU.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Oh, what?
I'm
only
president-elect.
Second year?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, what is your position in ASDU?
I am currently the senior class representative on ASDU.
Were you junior class last year?
I was junior class for about 2 weeks.
What happened?
And then I got promoted
to
the director of communications.
That's exciting.
And then I was the sophomore class rep and the freshman class rep. So I have just been repping all the classes since I got to Dominican.
That's exciting. And Navi, what inspired you to join it?
Well, I mean, I was always a really active student on campus since I entered Dominican my freshman year. And I think I just needed to get my priorities straight with my major change, so which I experienced sophomore year. And then I realized orientation mentor or orientation leader was such a great, fun opportunity. And because it was so short and left to like 3 weeks, I realized how much I wanted to really bring that throughout the school year. And so I signed up for junior class representative, actually went in as a write-in really unexpectedly, and was able to garner enough votes to become the junior representative for the school year.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Matthew, were you always written in?
No, I actually ran.
You actually
ran. Actually filled out the forms like I was supposed to.
I thought about being a write-in and just making all my friends write me in. But then I would be running against Tina, and I just was not having that. Who ended up winning for freshman class? Does either of you know?
I don't think they've publicly announced it yet, have they?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, right now, ASD will be in the talks of whether we want to do an appointed position or an election or elected a position next year. And that will be something our board will decide on this year. And then maybe we'll implement next year.
Oh, that was weird, because when I was filling out the election, it told us to write in people.
Oh, I mean, those are for, so if you have an idea of who you want to nominate,
then
that works out. But the person who is chosen, or the two people who are chosen, are able to either take that position, but then they have to go through a little interview with ASDU to be appointed, or they can just decide not to join. So,
Well, that's good to know. I really had no idea. I thought everyone was just writing them in. And the laptop I went to, the only name, you know how if you type something in, it does the autofill?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that was autofilling was Tina and Sandy. Not even full names, just Tina and Sandy.
Oh.
And so it wasn't just me who had typed it, because I got there and it was already there.
Yeah, already autofilled for you. Well, I mean, I know those two were definitely wanting to run, and so we'll see how everything works out.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You guys have any ASDU events that are coming up this semester that you'd like to tell us about?
So April 15th, actually, we have the Warriors game, so tomorrow. Those who purchased tickets, we had about 100, and they sold out pretty quickly. We were able to get all those people, and we're excited to see everyone at the Warriors game tomorrow.
And then this weekend on Saturday is Penguin Ball, which we are all very excited for.
Are you both going?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, Matthew's my date.
Yes.
Is that a joke or not? I can't really tell.
Well, this is awkward because I have like 4 dates.
What
so
the heck?
I don't know.
I thought
you
were
that.
My date.
It's 5.
I mean, 4 dates, my 4 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There
I have to
go.
Make up for all the other years.
Well, I'm not actually going, so it's okay. You don't have to be my date anyway.
Okay.
I have my laptop.
That's
my
good.
Netflix.
That's the most reliable date I've ever had.
I don't know. I kind of like food, too.
Right.
But sometimes it leaves me, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and
Netflix is always there.
Usually, I use my food and my Netflix
together.
You know what's sad is when you go onto your Netflix, and it says too many people are on your account. It's like, Netflix is cheating on me with a lot of people right now.
Absolutely.
Can I really trust Netflix anymore? I don't know. Were the Dodgers tickets also... Dodgers... Oh, blah, blah, blah. God, that was an awful thought. Were the Giants tickets also ASDU sponsored?
Yeah, so that's another event that will be happening on the 21st. We actually sold out completely.
Yeah, you don't need to remind me, okay?
Yeah.
Can we not talk about that?
So sorry,
I got
girl.
There and I just almost threw up.
Aww.
Out of uncomfortableness. I really wanted to go.
Yeah, well, we have, I mean, it's the Giants versus Dodgers game, so it's really exciting. Sorry about it,
it's
like
okay.
Reinstating that. But we also have a lot of class representative events that will be happening later on. I know that Choma will be talking about a lot of the events that will be happening and for the senior class. And the juniors are planning on doing a beach bonfire. So
what are the freshmen doing?
You guys actually have a really cool Movies on the Lawn event.
That sounds pathetic. You guys have a bonfire, and I don't even know what the seniors have. It's some secret
You upgrade
surprise.
Every year.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I guess.
Yeah,
whatever.
Small fish, big fish.
Exactly.
Do you know what movie it is?
I cannot disclose that information.
Oh, it's a secret?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited to find out. Whatever. Any other big events? Like, there looks like there's a bunch of things going on this week besides
well, I
what
mean,
you've already said.
The greatest thing is Levi's planned such, and this is also teamed up with the Siena leadership team,
right.
So Leoni Castro, as well as ASDU.
And the resident advisors with Laura Lee.
Yeah.
As well.
So we have the biggest event tomorrow will be moving on and moving out. and integrity in the workplace. So those both will be sessions outside of Calarega. You guys should all definitely go out there. Expect to see you out there.
I'm always out there. You guys are my real friends because you can't leave me.
Yeah. And then Thursday we'll be having Random Acts of Kindness. Cart Cab will be back in action. And then at night we'll be having Movies with Meaning. The Sienna Leadership Team does them every Thursday in the Sienna Center.
Oh, I'm going to that one because it's the theory of everything, right? Yeah. That movie made me cry the entire time.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Haven't. So I may have to stop.
No, no, no. It's not crying out of sadness. It's like crying out of happiness. I just think it's so cute.
Yeah, she saw my face and was like, oh, back.
No, no, no. I thought it was so cute. And I was like, why is my life so pathetic compared to Stephen Hawking?
I keep having that when I go and see movies recently. I don't know if I just keep picking movies that are emotionally draining or something, but there was about four in a row that I went and saw, and each
you
one
saw that one, right?
Killed
you
work me. At a I did theater. Not see. How I did
you,
not see that.
How did
one.
You not see it? He won Best Actor because he was this whole other like level of acting because he played Stephen Hawking.
I mean, that's. I mean, you're in a wheelchair. It's difficult.
Look
yeah.
This face. No.
Yeah. That's a great face to show on the radio.
Oh, yeah, no one could yeah. see it, but you saw it.
That's why I'm letting them know it's a great face.
Very
great
good. Face. It looks just yeah. like Stephen Hawking.
I did see Big Hero 6. And
I
that
did not.
Made
was
me
that
cry.
Good?
It did. I cried like four times during that movie. It was really tough.
I'm a wuss. I cry a lot. Like the beginning of Up, I'm crying before she dies right. because I think their relationship is so cute.
That's true. It is.
Like yeah. not like a single tear. I mean sobbing yeah. and hyperventilating.
Yeah. And then surprisingly, one that got to me was it was kind of a low under the radar sort of film.
Big Hero 6?
No, a different one.
Oh.
It's called Saint Vincent with Bill Murray. And it was kind of
oh,
like
whoa, that sounds cool.
It was kind of like Gran Torino, the one with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I love that
except,
movie.
Except rather than him being a war vet, he was a war vet, but he was just more of a very mean alcoholic is really
oh,
what it was.
Okay.
Who just chain smoked in his backyard. But same principle.
Same
it was really good.
I really like Gran Torino.
With a Russian prostitute that he
but
knocked
But it's
up.
Bill Murray?
But it's Bill Murray.
Bill Murray touched my mom's stomach while I was pregnant while she was pregnant with me.
And now you are who you are.
I'm who I am.
I wish I had that happen to me.
Bill Murray blessed me in yeah. Chicago while my mom was pregnant.
And look who you've become now.
I am
it's
basically
beautiful.
Bill Murray.
Right.
Have you seen me as a Ghostbuster? You were a Ghostbuster for Halloween,
weren't
you?
I was a
you?
Ghostbuster for Halloween.
That's phenomenal.
Made the costume myself.
I know. I remember. I remember seeing you in that costume mm-hmm. and just almost crying.
That's what I aim to do, is to make people
cry. It was a
cry,
great costume.
Whatever way possible.
I'm going to look away from you now and talk to Navi here, who's looks like she's busy texting. But
she's obviously telling people about your show.
Yeah, she's telling everyone to listen in,
yeah,
right?
Duh.
Navi, what's your major here?
I'm a political science major.
You said you changed. What did you used to be?
I used to be a bio major. And then
that's a big change.
Yeah, it's huge. You would polar opposites. And you wouldn't think that that would happen. But stumbled upon it. Took a comparative politics class and realized that's what I wanted to do. So, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite teachers?
You know, I have two professors who I really enjoy and I love equally for different reasons, and that's Allison Howard. She's also my advisor.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, and then
no,
Gigi
Gocek. No, I thought
Gocek.
About doing political science, that's why.
Yeah.
And who's the other one?
Gigi Gocek.
I have no idea
oh
who that is.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, maybe I do. Do people just call her Gigi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the sweetest woman ever.
I think it's weird that we're all just like on a first name basis with all our teachers.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
One of my teachers refers to herself as JR.
Oh.
And it's funny because that's what everyone calls that basketball guy is JR, Josh Ramirez.
Oh, yeah.
And this teacher calls herself JR.
So, oh, that must be fun. They should have a class together.
It's I'm a sure. little, like, she's like a woman, like older. No, she's not that old. She's got this short hair and glasses.
Aww.
And she's like, look at these graphs.
So
very, very excited, adorable woman. And I
that's
love
that's how
it.
I feel about graphs, actually.
Graphs. She brings us in graphs every day and just tells us about how much she loves graphs. Matthew Choma, what's your major here?
I am a business administration student with a concentration in accounting and finance, or as I like to refer as the sexy duo.
I was going
to
say, that's the least sexy thing I've heard of.
I mean, you'd be surprised. Have you seen Wolf on Wall Street? It's finance
I have not.
Is the most beautiful thing.
You know, it's kind of gross.
I guess it depends what you define as gross.
I mean, I guess you watch House of Cards and don't think it's very glamorous either.
I find all of it glamorous. So, I mean, you know, it just depends. I think it's you know, it's interesting. It's kind of one of those money makers sort of stereotypical.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's great. So
my brother told me to watch or to not watch Wolf on Wall Street. He says to me, that movie is 33% drugs, 33% sex, and 33% alcohol. No, money.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. It is 3 hours of...
And then 1% like Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah,
it's three hours of cocaine and hookers, really, is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it was. 33% cocaine, 33% hookers, 33% money. Yep. I wouldn't be too surprised.
And then a little Leo on the side.
A little Leo. Mm-hmm. I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
He didn't win an Oscar for that either.
He probably cries about it every night.
I think they're going to probably give him one post-mortem, just because if they do give him one, it'll just shatter our reality.
No, someone's just going to make a movie that's like the life of Leonardo DiCaprio, and the actor who plays Leonardo DiCaprio is going to get the Oscar. And Leo's just going to die right then, as it's announced. He's going to get up there, punch the other guy in the face, take the Oscar, and then die. After giving a speech, I guess.
Right.
Accepting the award. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to these guys a little more because they've got so much to say because they're a little odd, like everybody else we know. And until then, you're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. This is the Student Showcase, and I'm DJ Scout.
Thank you.
And we're back. I'm DJ Scout, and this is the Student Showcase. I am here with Matthew Choma and Navi, yes, the Firefly from Zelda games, obviously.
Hey, Link, listen.
That's all she says to me. I'm nearly positive of this. And I would like to do a quick disclaimer. She's actually not the president yet. I guess I knew that, but she just was elected, so I didn't really care that much. But Kevin Tsuga might be offended if I just forget that he was part of it. He was part of the, he did the Mr. Penguin, right? He wasn't in it, but he was part of Michael's one, wasn't he?
Oh my God, yeah, Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that was the great, I actually just watched the actual video of that today, and I much preferred them doing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
those
for sure.
Are crazy.
I was so confused.
It was so great.
I thought he was just going to play the ukulele, and I got, oh, okay, I guess that's not even a little bit stereotypically Filipino.
Yeah.
But then he just did that, and I felt like I was watching a weird Filipino variety show.
Oh, my God, I was thinking I was, like, back in Wow Wowie.
You get it. Yeah. You get it. That's exactly what I thought. Why have you seen that show?
You know, I grew up with a lot of Filipino friends, and my best friend was Filipino, so now I get to bring
that's
it to Dominican
so funny.
And share it with people.
I'm so, that's exactly what I was referring to when I said Filipino variety shows is Wow 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 We.
Yeah, or like yeah. Boom.
Yeah. You remember Otso Otso? Oh,
okay. I do remember Otso.
That was like twerking, but for little kids in like early 2000s.
Yeah, and they did like a weirder working.
Yeah,
so
it was like
odd.
The stomach thing.
Yeah.
Like little kids did it, though. And that's what was weird.
Oh, right.
Well,
God.
Anyway, off the topic of Filipinos and Kevin Tsuga, and she's going to tell us about the Dunkus thing.
All right, so
I don't know what it actually is called.
To wrap things up with DU Integrity Week, we're going to be having an event called Dunkus. And you're going to use the tickets that you've acquired all throughout the week. Students have been getting them from the different events that they've been going to during lunch. Or if they took a ride with Levi, I believe you also get a ticket at times. And you can.
Wait a second. I haven't gotten any tickets.
Or maybe it's not the ride with.
But
Levi.
I also did the. Because I said so.
Oh. You didn't get a ticket?
No.
Huh. Weird. Well,
I think it says on the sheet which ones you get tickets from.
Let's see.
The little pictures of the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, you were should have gotten a ticket, so maybe you can talk to
I'm gonna kill them.
Levi about that, right?
Definitely
that's
kill
what I
them.
Meant. That's what I meant.
But yeah, so students, you can see we have a calendar right in front of me, which you guys can't see right now. But around campus, we have these yellow DU Integrity Week calendars that tell you where you can get these tickets and what other events you can possibly be doing. But the cool thing is that you can basically collect all of these tickets, put them in a jar, one on come Friday, to dunk one of the five, I believe, participants who are all members of the student life team. And
could I dunk Levi?
Yeah.
But can I do it to the like
but
Space Jam song?
But
come
you have
on
to
wait now.
Till the whole jar is full. That's the key. So he'll be dunked once the whole jar is full.
I'm going to put all of my tickets in Levi's.
Yeah, we can request to play that song if that's what
he
you want to hear.
He'd be totally cool with it.
Oh, my God.
He walked down the aisle at his wedding to that song.
Yeah, I mean, I sat with the guy for like 30 hours because of our Yakima trip.
Oh, my
trip,
God.
And
it is that all he listened to?
I mean, the man's got a crazy eclectic music taste.
Like the Space Jam song.
Yeah, we'd listen to that at like 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, good. No. You know what's weird is sometimes I go into Caloriga and during breakfast time, they'll play that song. Shot, 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 shot. Everybody. I'm like, it is 8 a.m. at a Catholic school. I'm pretty sure everyone here is hungover. What is this going on right now?
I mean, yeah, like what a great way to like reinstate the fact that, you know, you shouldn't have probably done what you were doing.
Oh, I definitely was not one of them. But it was certainly great to see everybody else.
Good wake up call. Definitely. That's what I like to listen to. Lil Jon in the morning.
I don't know who that is. Excuse me. Was I talking to you?
Oh. Am I not allowed to laugh?
I guess you can.
Awkward
but
thank you.
If you want. I remember my math teacher was the one who taught us about the awkward turtle thing.
Awkward turtle.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're both part of the ILS lectures, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about that? I know Matthew Choma is pretty big in that department, right?
I do. I work for the Institute for Leadership Studies.
What does that mean?
I'm employed by them.
I mean, what is the Institute for Leadership Studies?
It's an
what are those lectures?
For Leadership Studies.
People don't know what those lectures are.
The lecture series are events where we have very high profile writers and authors and celebrities come in and talk about books they've published. And so last night we had Diane Keaton here, who is a very famous actress and activist. And needless to say, the place was popping.
It was kind of a
people
party.
People for Diane Keaton.
I was there.
Oh, people love
her. I didn't know you were there.
Love her. Yeah. I looked at you a few times.
I was there, but I was too busy being me to notice. Okay. And tonight we have Eric Larson, who is a fiction and nonfiction author, with several more events coming up, including the one I am excited for, Jack Welish, who is the former CEO of General Electric, talking with his wife about their book, The Real MBA.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
That guy.
Yes.
I saw an advertisement for it, and I was thinking about it, because I just think of the guy, Jack from 30 Rock.
Right. Almost the same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, just a little different.
He's the head of the GE. Mm-hmm. That's all I think of. And I really like 30 Rock, so. What has been your favorite lecture? What's been a memorable one that you liked?
One of my favorite that I've been to was definitely my freshman year. We had Jane Lynch here, who is a very famous actress. She was on the TV show Glee. She was on 40. She was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. And I was at that time working backstage, helping with the lighting during the lecture. And before Miss Lynch was welcomed onto the stage, she was pantomiming and mocking the people that were introducing her.
Oh, wow.
But she wasn't doing it to make me laugh. She was doing it for her own amusement. So that's I was so standing funny. Behind her, watching her pantomime. And she had no idea that she turned around and saw me and just started laughing because she realized that I saw her doing this.
That sounds like so much fun.
Right, and I think it was really cool because we all know her as a very comedic person, very funny. But sometimes you kind of just assume that those people are only funny when they have to be. But they act that way all the time. They just go out there and embody who they are.
That's nice.
The best part. So it was really funny. We became friends.
Her lecture is online, actually. If you go to radio.dominican.edu and go to the ILS page, they have listed all of the past lectures for the past, 5 years or something.
Yes, and I know you can listen to podcasts for them.
That's the podcast I'm talking
about. As well as
about.
On YouTube. I think it is the Institute for Leadership Studies YouTube channel. You can watch many of the lectures as well.
Oh, really?
So you can do it on the go, or you can sit at home and watch it with the wife and kids. Or
that's
husband
that's
kids.
What I do. No,
or
I watch
dogs.
It with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
And
whatever yeah. you want to do.
And my
it's
beta
great.
Fishes.
Yeah, it's fun for the whole family.
Oh my gosh, beta fishes! I'm sorry.
Beta fishes
Go
are
ahead.
Incredible.
I have a beta fish.
Do you
I
really?
Know on my birthday.
I wish I had one.
Yeah, his name's Ivan Navi backwards.
That's cute.
That's really clever.
Yeah, literally my best friend right now.
I want one. I think I'm gonna get one.
Forgot to
oh,
feed
wait,
the
I'm
homie.
It
happens.
2 days
in a row, and I felt terrible, and I
you
saw
should.
Him swimming around, and I was like, oh, darn, I'm so sorry, Ivan, but I care for you.
What color is he? I really like beta fish.
He is a dark blue, but ombres into a red.
Ooh.
It's
oh.
crazy.
Fancy.
So
yeah. Fancy
get
fish.
A beta fish, guys. College students, get a beta fish.
Beta
See,
fishes
I kinda,
are awesome.
I was thinking about getting one early in the year, mm-hmm. but then I realized I get way too attached to it, so if it died, I'd be really unhappy. So I got plants. I got two succulents.
Ooh.
And my old roommate actually threw out one of my succulents without telling me. She said, and I come back and I'm like, hey, where'd my plant go? Where's Amara? Because I named my plants. She mm-hmm. says, I threw it out. It was dead. I'm like, it's a succulent. It doesn't die.
Aw.
So I got a bamboo plant that took up like 6 times as much space. And I'm like, you're not getting your hands on this guy. He's beautiful.
Wow. That's wow. good, though, because it kind of affirms your space then.
Oh yeah, for
by
sure.
By having that, it's a more of a you need to notice that my plants exist and yeah. they're here, and you have to deal with
they
it.
They have feelings.
They do.
They're very cute.
Yes,
I really liked my bamboo or my succulents. And she just threw it out.
I mean, my Heartless. Freshman year, we had a fish, and he's still alive. His name's Ryan what? Gosling.
You still
really?
Have him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have him. My roommate from freshman year is taking care of him, and I love him.
Who is this? Who is your roommate?
Jackie Bewley.
Aw.
Yeah. It's still alive?
Still alive.
That's
doing
impressive.
Well.
If I didn't live so far away, I would, but I have no way of taking care of my fish over the summer.
You know, we always just passed it on to someone, or we just put them in. We put Ryan Gosling in a little tub, and then, I don't know, like something with a cap. Screwed it up, put it in the passenger seat, belted it. He went home with us.
Yeah, see, I'm flying home.
Oh, no.
They think he was some sort of weapon.
Aw.
I think fish are weapons.
They could be.
Definitely.
They could be. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with these two. They're going to tell us more about random things they do on campus, because these are some active children. So we'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
serenity. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. The bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Oh, la 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 di di da. La la di di da di da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Forget about life for a while. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la 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 di di da. La la. Song tonight.
we're back. Although that is my favorite song, and I'd love to continue listening to some Billy Joel, we've got to keep talking to our guests, Matthew Choma and Navi. I would say her last name, but I don't think I possibly can. And Matthew Choma is always first name, last name for me. He's not just Matthew. Do people call you Matt?
I get called Matthew, Matt, and Maddie.
No, see, I've heard Maddie, but I've just...
Yeah, and Matthew sometimes. And
you're Matt. Always Matthew to me. Matthew Choma.
I like that. It sounds very...
Official.
It's very catchy. I still have people that call me Matthew William Peter Choma.
No,
which
see, that's
I think
that's
crazy.
Not even necessary.
It isn't.
My mom's name is Rosa Maria Salita Andreozzi Miguel Atuaco.
That's amazing.
Right? Why do people think it's okay to give kids so many names?
Because it sounds amazing.
I'll never understand. But Matthew Choma, you do perceptions, right?
Yes. So I am the current, I guess you could call MC, is what I like to call myself, but it's not that fancy. For Perceptions
what
Open
exactly
Mic
is
Night.
Perceptions?
I'm going to tell
open
you.
Mic. Oh, I'm sorry.
I will tell you. Perceptions Open Mic Night is Dominican's one and only open mic night where students have the ability to come to Chili's Cafe and perform what their talent, really, whatever it is. So we have everything. We've had everything from guitar to full bands to poetry to interpretive dance that looks more like an exorcism to sword throwing and sword dancing.
Have you really?
Yes.
Every time I go, it's not that exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's exciting, and I always go, and I have so much fun, but it's...
Well, the great thing is we have a lot of people come. We usually have around 15 to 20 people show up, which for Dominican is fantastic.
It really is.
But out of those 15 to 20 people, two people want to perform. So then it's just more like Dominican awkwardly sits here mic night rather than...
I was going to do it last time I was there, but I remember you guys had to close early. Or we had to leave early,
yes.
And I was really sad. I was prepared.
We're working on it.
You guys could bring a piano in there or some like awful keyboard.
Right.
That would be great.
I'll definitely just push the piano from Penafort into...
There's a piano in Penafort?
Is there no longer a piano in Penafort?
That would be so cool because I need
a
place.
Oh my gosh, is there no longer a piano in Penafort?
No.
Is that how long it's been since I've been in Penafort?
I mean, it was there when I was a junior or when I was a freshman.
It was there when I was a freshman.
What?
Liana used to live in Penafort and she would get angry because people would drunkenly play the piano at 3 in the morning.
Are you allowed to soberly play the piano?
Not at 3 in the morning.
Well, yes.
Preferably. I mean, you're allowed to do both, just not at 3 in the morning. But, you should definitely come to Perceptions. We have a Facebook page.
When's the next
It's Perceptions. Trying to do it tomorrow night. It's tough with all the ILS lectures coming
in. Oh, tomorrow's the basketball game.
So then maybe not tomorrow
night. Don't do tomorrow night.
It's tough. We're working on it.
We're
adjusting schedules. Thinking of changing it to Mondays. Probably going to be next Monday at 8:30 to 9:30 in Chili's Cafe.
That's exciting.
And you may come if many people come to hear usually it's my filler to prevent, you know, dead space in the performance night. But I do erotic poetry readings at Perceptions. So that's always really fun.
Like, do you write these poems?
I have. So one time somebody asked me to, and I did write a couple. But generally, I will go online and find poems. And I don't try to find ones that are explicit or just kind of raunchy and interesting. And I read them, usually without having read them beforehand.
Could you do an example for me?
I mean, I guess I could for you if you really want to.
All right.
To,
if you
want to
find a poem for me, I'll talk to Navi over here real quick about some betta fish or something. Whatever. Navi, I have a question for you. That's a very personal question. What's your favorite movie?
Ooh. Wow. That is really personal. No. I don't have a favorite movie, but I think if I had to rank one movie, number one right now.
You don't have to do number one. I always just say like my top five in no particular order.
All right, see? Top five, no particular order. I have the Dark Knight trilogy, which I will count as a whole movie franchise.
Okay, I'll get it.
She's the Man. I can watch that movie several times and crack up every single time. I really like Elf.
That's a good one.
I really, really like, oh my God, it's A Walk to Remember. Nicholas
Sparks. I haven't
seen
that one.
So good. So cute. So freaking cute.
Will I cry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the end, because, you know, it's Nicholas Sparks. You always cry. I would never spoiler alert it ever.
I hate
and then finally Ice Age. I love Ice Age.
Thank you so much for that. I feel like everyone just makes fun of Ice Age and talks about how awful of a movie it was, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
It was
about?
Not an awful movie.
Ice Age was phenomenal.
You know, I've watched all the movies with my dad. Me and him love animated films, and our favorite character, I can't even remember his name right now. It's the little squirrel.
Scrat,
that's what it is.
We know it.
Yeah, see guys, thank you. And it's supposed to be my favorite movie, right?
Right.
He just kills us every single time because he's so cute and he's so horrible. Oblivious. And it's like, wow, this is my life all the time. Like, I'm constantly chasing an acorn. So
I like that movie. Did you know that those giant sloths are actually really gigantic? Like, they make him reasonably small in that movie. They make him about the size of the saber-toothed tiger. Ugh. But in reality, he was like the size of the mammoth.
Oh yeah, they were terrifying.
Like, there, could you imagine a sloth that big?
You know, I
how did
like
they go extinct, but the current sloths are still existing? They don't do anything except sit in trees.
You know, but they're so cute. Like, current sloths? Like, have you guys seen the video of Kristen Bell when she, like, gets a sloth
She's
for her
like,
birthday?
She really likes sloths. Someone compiled, like, a bunch of pictures of her just looking at sloths.
Yeah, it's so cute. And they're so great. And then they're so great for research because their, like, skin can support, like, life.
Yeah.
Fungi and stuff. So it's crazy.
That's weird.
Yeah. Things you know when you read weird articles on Vox.com.
Oh, I love that. It's like my favorite website. It's on my favorites. And I have always just, well, might as well see what's going on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. For all my, for my classes, my debates, for just knowing the world. They even have social media outlets.
Yeah, they have fun ones.
It's great. It's great. It's just such a great outlet.
All right, Matthew Tremblay, have you found us a poem you'd like to read?
I have.
Are you going to do a seductive voice for us?
I can do.
I'm get really do into it, please.
I'm going to get ready. This one's actually one that I wrote.
Oh, really?
I promised people I would write some, and so that was the easiest to find, obviously.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
And it's actually dedicated to a friend of mine.
Is it me?
Do you want it to be?
Is it dedicated to me?
Do you want it to be?
Yeah.
It's dedicated to Taylor.
You mean?
Taylor and Drew, DJ Scout.
DJ Scout. DJ Scout.
I'm sorry. We both made the snafu now.
It's but okay. I made it too. Okay. I don't really care.
So here we go.
Let's hear it.
It doesn't really have a title. It's Untitled Number 2. And we are bonding through pleasure and pain. Each thrust long and tiresome. But to reach the point of impact, of climax, the tipping point of each thrust, deeper and deeper, coming closer to coming, and came to my senses, left for home, and washed myself clean. Thank you.
My goodness. Every time you read those at Perception, I die a little bit on the inside.
That's
come
goal.
Way too close to people, and that's just...
Oh, yeah. I've sat in people's laps before and whispered into their ear.
Yeah, I think you've licked my face once.
It's definitely a possibility. I don't remember that entirely.
It's all kind
entirely.
Of a blur.
I'm gonna go ahead and deny that for the time, you know, just simply in case anybody ever hears this that, you know, might be trying to hire me for a job.
I don't
like people's faces.
Usually. All right, Navi looks like she's got something to say.
Yeah, you know, I actually have a poem to maybe rival.
Yes.
It's more of a rhyme, like lyrical.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna go ahead and start it.
Let's hear it.
I would not like them. Here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Thank you. You can grab me any single time.
That was magnificent.
That's good.
Whenever you want to hear it, when you're feeling a little
that was really
you
know. Good.
I think I've did you wrote that yourself, right?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Just on the spot.
Uh-huh. Copyright credits maybe to Dr. Right. Seuss.
I mean,
maybe.
That's your, you know.
Yeah.
Synonym.
But voice.
Did you see the Lorax?
Oh my God, I love the Lorax.
Okay, Danny DeVito is my spirit animal. I'm pretty sure of it.
Like, that makes sense.
Like, think about it. I'm basically Danny DeVito.
Right.
Oh,
I channel him sometimes and I'm like, hey, I'm walking here. But yep. I'm a midget and I'm really like obese.
Right. No, you have to embody
He's
that
like
sometimes.
The same height as I am though, which always makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because he looks so little.
He does. So how does it make you feel?
I mean, Have you watched any of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes,
what's the line that he has? Oh, I dropped my monster condom for my magnum dick. It's just one of those things. It's like, oh, Danny DeVito, you're special. I think we are going to take another break before we head out of here because we've got other things to do. But we are listening to radio.dominican.edu with Matthew Choma and Navi, last name unknown. And we'll be right back.
I got the bus home yesterday. I got the 501 that you showed me. These old streets don't feel the same. Because on long rides home, I no longer see your face. Be good to everyone, hell, I've been trying. But these lessons, well, now they've changed. Because I know you can no longer help me. Well, did you know just why you meant to me? I wish I could share my stories with you.
We're back. Hey, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. Gotta love broken mute buttons. Can never tell if you're talking or not. Anyway, I am here with Matthew Choma and Navi. She told me how to say this. I can't remember. But they are on ASDU, and they just do everything there is to possible. You want to tell me how to say it again?
Dollywall.
Dollywall.
There it is.
Dollywall?
Dollywall.
Cool. That sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Dollywall. Dollywall.
Yeah. That's we got the avatar first name and the Pokemon last name.
Avatar?
Yeah, have you not seen?
I never watched the Blue People movie.
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're Na, apostrophe V.
No, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm you just gonna spell your name sometimes Zelda. That way.
Yeah, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Dope. Well, that's exciting. I was curious what you guys were doing over the summer. I'll talk to Navi first so you guys don't overlap and cause a lot of commotion. It makes my brain explode. Navi, what are you up to over the summer?
Okay, so this summer I will be hopefully in a Sacramento State fellowship back at home, work with either the governor's office or a congressional committee and get my political science on because I love to do that. And I will be doing a week in Panetta, so that's a Monterey Bay Institute, meet with different universities who have their presidents there and just kind of talk about what we want to see happen on campus or what we want to bring to our campuses individually. And then to wrap up my amazing summer, I will be hopefully, fingers crossed, traveling to the UK and then Greece right after to go to a family wedding, which Indian weddings, so much fun. And they're so much more fun, like European, in their European ways. It's crazy. So I hope to be doing that. And then Greece just to travel. And because that's my dad and I just took a little arrow and had a map up and just kind of threw the arrow.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is that really what you
and
did?
That's where I landed. So Greece was it. It was hopefully going to land.
You got really lucky.
Not in water because I've always also wanted to go to Greece. So that's going to be really
fun. That's really exciting. Hey, yeah. I know one phrase in Greek if you want to know it. It's a good one to know. Mean phonazis.
Mean phonazis. What
it
does that
just
mean?
Stop yelling.
Oh. So I'll have to be saying that to my dad a lot.
I knew this kid, and he was from Greece, and he was telling me a story about him and his cousin while they were in Greece, and that his cousin starts yelling, and they're surrounded by all these old people, and that the aunt comes by and goes, Kyriakos, mean phonazis. Oh. And then starts screaming at him, Kyriakos, mean phonazis.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, that's great. It's a good one to know. Do you remember Lucas from last semester, the Greek kid?
Yeah.
He was very proud of me for knowing that much Greek.
That's good.
Yeah, hey, it's good. Don't forget it.
Any Greek is enough Greek. You know, I'm thinking about watching the Keeping Up with Kardashians.
You know,
trip.
You really should watch though is Mamma Mia.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I've seen all those. I think that's what made me love Greece so much. Like I've seen
Mamma Mia like 8 times.
Yeah,
I have the soundtrack in my apartment.
I actually hate Mamma Mia.
Wait, that's a joke, right?
But the reason is because my parents, when it came out, watched it 45 times in 2 months.
Why would they do?
Because they hated me.
So cute. Oh, okay.
And now, whenever I'm not home, they watch cool movies, and when I go back to visit, they want to watch Mamma Mia.
That's it. My mom and I really like it, and so does my brother. Weirdly enough, he's like this 17-year-old boy who loves ABBA. Like a lot. It's a little uncomfortable.
That's all 17-year-old boys. What
you know, all and if they don't say it out loud, they definitely love it on the inside.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't love Mamma Mia at least? We're going to actually, when we close out, we're going to close it with a Mamma Mia song.
Awesome.
That's good.
Hopefully it'll download in time. But that's how it goes. And what about you, Matthew Choma? What are you up to over the summer?
My hope is that in August, I will be starting in the broker training program with Charles Schwab. So I will be moving to Phoenix and starting out as a customer support specialist and then getting my certifications to be a licensed broker. And then from there, work somewhere besides Phoenix for Charles Schwab.
I was going to say, you really don't want to be in Phoenix for much longer.
Not too long. I grew up in the desert, so going back to the desert just feels like I'm bringing on my own death. So I'm hoping to get out of there, get out of there as quickly as possible, but you know, definitely enjoy myself and just kind of take it on as the next step in my life.
What made you interested in accounting? Who wants to be an accountant?
It's actually a funny story. So I was in high school, senior year. I was with my dad in LA. We were going to a hockey game, to a Kings game, and from our hotel, we were able to walk to the Staples Center, where the Kings and the Lakers play.
Oh,
and I'm sorry.
Man, I hate the Lakers.
It's just where I live nearby.
Are you a Dodgers fan?
No. My family's from Canada. We are Calgary Flames fans. We are not Kings fans. We are just going there because it's close to our house. And while we were walking through the financial district near the ice rink, I saw the people walking out in their business suits and pencil skirts and with their briefcases looking really important and like they were big shots. And I was like, I want to be a big shot too. So I started studying accounting and finance.
That's so odd. How old were you at this point?
I was like 17, 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little more acceptable. I thought this was like 12 years old.
Oh, I mean, that's how I was when I was 12 years old. So if I'd been there, probably. I mean, let's be honest. When I was still like 11, 12, I really still wanted to be a Pokemon trainer. I mean, that goal is still kind of not really going to happen. But the good thing is with my career goals now, I could still become Iron Man.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to choose between becoming a Pokemon trainer or becoming a Ghostbuster.
Oh, Ghostbuster.
Okay. Just making sure.
But I mean, Iron Man would be pretty cool too. Just throwing that out there.
I do. Like the new Iron Man or like the comics Iron Man?
Either. I mean, I kind of like.
I love Robert Downey Jr. So.
Iron Man as a whole. He's mysterious on the inside and an alcoholic on the outside. So
I think the alcohol kind of is all of it, most of it.
It's 95%.
95%.
Oh my gosh. I love Robert Downey
Jr. I love Robert Downey Jr.
He's so beautiful. He's like in every single way.
Beautiful, beautiful man. Did you ever see the movie Less Than Zero?
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I have.
Have you?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, we can't talk about it then because it's such a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it for me.
I think you should watch it. It's also got Andrew McCarthy in it, and he's phenomenal.
Okay.
I kind of just really liked the 80s. All movies I watched were kind of from the 80s.
That's fair. That's okay.
And Mamma Mia. 80s
had good movies.
Because I love ABBA. Did you know the song Dancing Queen was written about me?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually. I'm only 17.
Mm.
Da-dun,
eternally?
Da-da. Yeah, eternally. When I hit my 18th birthday, I'm going to be honest with you, I did cry a little bit because I was no longer able to, you know, be the dancing queen.
But they sing it to a 52-year-old woman. So, I mean, really, what matters is not if you're 17 on the outside, but if you're 17 on the inside.
Yeah, maybe I mean, haven't it. You seen the, like, 59-year-old woman with the tattoo that says 17 forever?
Yeah.
And that it's, like, disgusting. Ingrained in her. No, but it's so beautiful because she's so much wiser and so much older, but she's encompassed the 17 forever.
Oh, right.
That's great.
I think this is a perfect way to segue into the end of the show. Well, you've been listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout with the Student Showcase. I'm here with
Navi Dhaliwal,
Matthew Shoma.
And there's some cool cats. Listen in again next week, and I'll have some other possibly cool people. We'll see. Have a great day.